Sunday, August 21st. Conley called up this morning to report on Lyndon Johnson's feelings. He had talked to Johnson. He's mad as hell, furious about the whole McGovern approach to things. He's told McGovern he'll meet with him for 1 hour, that there's to be no press and no pictures. Then McGovern will have a press conference afterwards. He's particularly furious that Shriver made the point that Johnson passed up the opportunity for peace also, and is extremely unhappy with the ticket. So they're going to have some problems on that. Conley at the VFW in Minneapolis says that some of the VFW people are pushing him that since McGovern's there, the president should come, but Conley doesn't feel he should do so. He thinks we're in great shape with the VFW, that other things are all going awfully well, so good that it's frightening. Argues that the president should not be personal, but it's okay for him to hit hard. He's concerned about too much hope on our side and thinks we should be very careful on building false hopes. VP called from the convention regarding the rules fight. He talked to Reagan this morning, and in the rules committee there's a delicate shading in what they're doing. They're going to put through a lot of changes that won't be apparent to us, but that will hurt us in the long run. The VP's people think that they have a signal that they shouldn't let it go down the tube. That is a signal from us. And they're thinking of having Reagan step down from the chair and take over on the floor to handle the fight. VP feels if he's identified, it would be a personality battle, which would be bad, so he'll stay out of it. But they need the use of our machinery, the communication system on the floor. He says it's a subtle deal here, of a bonus deal for governors that sounds okay, but shifts 24% of the delegate voting strength from the Southwest to the Northeast. Same problem with senators. It was very close in the Rules Committee, and they may have to have a fight on the floor. He thinks Timmons seemed to feel that they should take an aggressive role, that Reagan will be carrying the flag. Talked to Ehrlichman about the same subject, and he says Percy thinks the liberals are licked, but that there'll be a bloody fight, so he wants to compromise. Timmons has asked Ehrlichman to go to the floor leaders' meetings and to say tonight that if there is anything on the floor, it should be clear that they're doing it as individuals, not as the president's apparatus. Our people apparently are split evenly on it. Led me up to the Aspen pool at noon. Said he wanted me to check with Mrs. Eisenhower and see if she's at the farm, if we could drop in to see her after the tribute to Eisenhower at the convention today. She was delighted to do it, so we set it up on that basis. Had a very good visit with her. Had to sit around and wait for quite a while because Ron didn't have the press there. And would have made a good story. She did a superb job in the film at the convention. President got into some further questions he needs on speech statistics. He wants to use a figure of what their platform will cost. Say it'll increase taxes over 50% and add over $80 million to the welfare rolls. President reviewed his speech again with me. He keeps going over it, trying to assure himself that he's on the right track. He's still not really convinced that he is, but he's pretty well past the point of no return now. End of August 21st.